It's time for Harley's CAT Scan, a weekly podcast featuring the who's who of your Prince George Cougars.
And welcome to CAT Scan. It's brought to you by Integris. Local speaks louder than words. Mark Lamb is the head coach and general manager of the PG Cougars, and we have lots of hockey to discuss. But before that, Mark, what about your summer? What about the offseason? And I'm not talking about hockey, because I know that dominates your life in a lot of areas, but did you enjoy the off season? Did you relax? Did you go somewhere? Did you get away from it all?
No, not really, Hartley. It was a very short summer. I got back home for about a week. That was the extent of it. But at the end of our season, I went to Edmonton, and I saw Seattle and the Oil Kings play, and it was real fun, because when I was there, the Oilers were in the playoffs, so I got to kind of watch both those teams go through some exciting times in playoff hockey.
Things are almost back to normal. Would you say it's fully back to normal for your team, or are we not quite there yet? I'm not talking about the hockey. I'm talking about, where we were in 2019 when we started that season.
Well, I think it's pretty normal for us, how we ran training camp, with all the masking and stuff, all the precautions that we were taking, where we don't have to do that now. So the normalcy part of training camp was back. So that was exciting. It's exciting for everybody. When you're doing workouts and you're doing different things, it's all good. So I think we're back to where we should be. We're all excited to get back to that part. And, you look back on it, and a little bit of adversity there, a lot of adversity, and hopefully it helps us.
Things were quiet in terms of your contract and situation, but, you had the four-year deal. What sort of happened there? Is there a new deal in place? How are things set up with you and the PG Cougars going forward?
Yeah, I extended for 3 years moving forward, and the situation where our team is at, and put a lot of work into it, and now we're getting into the part of our hockey team and our build where we should be making some moves.
In terms of off ice, there has been significant changes. Taylor Dacres is not just the goalie coach, and he will continue in that role, maybe not quite as much time put into it, but he's now the director of business, taking over the job that Andy Beasley did for 7.5 seasons. With Taylor being a hockey guy that's competed and played at high levels compared to Andy and what Andy brought to the table in terms of that, is there any difference in terms of your relation with the business side now that Taylor is there instead of Andy?
No, not at all. I had a really, really good relationship with Andy and Taylor, just doing the hockey part with him. And now he's upstairs doing the business. So that hasn't changed at all. I know on the business side, there is going to be a lot of change in how we do things, and it's all refreshing. Yeah, sometimes change is really good. Yeah, he's got a very, very good business mind. He's done that in his past with his own business. He's jumped right into the fire upstairs in the office, and he's doing a really good job. The hockey part of it, the goaltending part of it, he's still going to do that. He loves that part. He's very, very good at it. And it's you can see by the goaltenders that we're developing. So the proof is in the pudding right there. And what Taylor does, he works on his own. He would, before practice, he'd always take the goaltenders out a half an hour before and do all their goaltender things. So that won't change.
And we're going to talk about your goaltending as we further get into the podcast, but there have been some other changes within the Cougars organization. Coles come in and things like that. Are you involved at any aspect on the business side? Like, do you, you know, give your comments, or do you strictly stay because you're so busy as coach and GM, hockey, the hockey side, and that is it? Or do you have any kind of say on the business?
No, we're pretty inclusive. I you know, if they ask me some questions and stuff like that, but it's, you know, when you have a successful organization, they all got to be aligned. So it's not just, you know, the business and hockey and you stay in your lane. They got to be aligned to hockey's got to do good for the business to do good and vice versa. So, you know, I'm not in the everyday conversations and in the guts of work and all the details and stuff of business. That's for sure. But, you know, Taylor and I have a really good relationship. We run things by each other. You know, and it was no different than Andy. And like I said, there's a lot of change in the office. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes it's not, but that's yet to be seen. There are a lot of good people. A lot of people are a little younger that can grow with this organization. And I think it's a great opportunity for us to have some change and move forward.
In the off season, you knew you needed some 20-year-olds. You have picked up two. And they've had a pretty strong start in the preseason. Noah Boyko, Chase Wheatcroft. Give us your thought process in making those deals, and you still have one 20-year-old spot open. How quickly might that get filled?
You know what? I'm not sure about how quick, you know, that it might be tonight. It might be like, you know, hockey is a game of timing players available are a game of timing and that kind of stuff. But the two players, Wyckoff and Boyko, who we brought in, you know, we did a lot of research on both these players, you know, with how young we were and not having, you know, any 19-year-olds graduate into that 20-year-old spot. It was a big hole for us. And these guys have a lot of experience, both really good people, which is very important for our organization. Good with the young guys, and that's the type of player that we wanted, or players that we want around here. And that's exactly what they are. They've been excellent so far. They've come in. It's just like they've been here, you know, for a few years. It's like I've known these guys for a long time, and I think the players would say that, and the other coaches would say that, and. Not only are they good people, they're good hockey players, and they've shown some stuff that maybe it's even a little bit better than I thought.
Right. And I want to talk about the 20-year-olds in a little bit more detail, but I want to mention the one guy that you did trade in the offseason. I was a little surprised, and that is because you have been very high on Craig Armstrong, a former first-round pick of the Cougars, 3 years with the team. He always mentioned about his speed. When he wasn't in the lineup late in the season in the playoffs, you mentioned that you really noticed that he wasn't there. Was it a case that Craig asked for a deal because he's now playing closer to home in Alberta, or was it something you thought it was just time to move him? What sort of came about with the trade of Craig Armstrong?
Well, there was a few things, and like you said, I really like Craig Armstrong. I think he's a really good player. When you're training a 19-year-old player, there is reasons that I'm really not going to get into. For Army, I think he learned a lot here. I think he's a fan favorite. I really understand how. You know, some people, you know, were probably very disappointed. And but where we're going and the return that we got for him and the place that we could put him for him to have success, like sometimes it just doesn't work out. And that's exactly what it is. You know, we're gonna move on. He's going to move on. We hope him, you know, all the best. And, you know, hopefully his career really takes off there.
All right. So watching the preseason, and I don't look for wins and losses, but I do look for how things are coming together. One thing that stuck out for me watching your last preseason game against the Kamloops was Chase Wheatcroft We talked about him earlier. He's a 20-year-old. And basically, his play said, Mark, I'm your guy on the top line with Height and Zimmer. I mean, isn't that what he was saying?
Well, he played pretty good, you know that's for sure. He's been impressive, and you know, as the other guy, they're, you know, a little bit different players. He's a Wheatcroft's a big personality. The skill level, the chemistry that I started to see with Zimmer and Height was pretty impressive, and that's just the start. You know, Kamloops, you know, they were missing a lot of players and stuff, but the Weedy, the, you know, the high skill level that he has and the plays that he can make, I'm expecting a really big season out of this guy.
The last season he was with Lethbridge and Winnipeg, finished off with Winnipeg, that won the East. They didn't win the East in the playoffs. They lost Edmonton in the final, but I know he wasn't necessarily, you know, on their first or second line, but he was a contributor to that team, and he was used to a lot of winning, and that's something that obviously I think that you picked up on.
Absolutely. You know, we had talked about that. When you're bringing people in, you want them to have a certain amount of a winning pedigree and go through those battles. And, you know, that Winnipeg team is, in the last couple of years, they've been right at the top of the standings, and they had a very good team, and they went up against a real hard team. So, you know, Matt in Winnipeg thought that he was a real piece, and I can see why now. And one thing about Weedy, too, he's very versatile. He can play right wing, he can play center, he can play left wing. So, you know, bringing him in here, you know, he's playing with Height and Zimmer right now. If he doesn't play there's always a spot for him somewhere else too. Like, it's the versatility is huge, and with that winning pedigree, even though you didn't win at all, you always learn, and you see a lot of things on how to win when you're on a winning team.
You used about at least four different left wingers with Height and Zimmer last season, and you know, they were rookies and all that, but now they, even though they're young still and their draft year is coming up, they are veterans. And I imagine, I'm guessing, you would like to find that permanent left winger if it's Wheatcroft rather than the rotation, or find somebody else, you know, by the time we're looking at midseason. Is that sort of the plan, or are you still looking at that as a lot of experiment?
Well, you're always experimenting. Boy, it's nice if you can fill it internally, that's for sure. And it looks like there's a pretty good chance that can happen. But then you look down the rest of the lineup. Like, you look at a kid like McAdams, who had a good year, and then you look at Singer and Brown. You know, highly touted guys. They both improved last year, learned a lot about the league. Can these guys come in and you know, that secondary scoring and still play a real strong two-way game? And I look at our depth right now, you know, right through all four lines, and then, you know, we'll have a couple of guys that won't be playing. It's just, you know, that's the way it is. You need some numbers around. But the depth on our hockey club, we should have pretty much four lines that can play against anybody.
Now, Boyko, I think he's listed as a center. I'm not sure if he can play the wing as well. But against Kamloops in the preseason, you used him on the power play at the right point. Well, that's Ethan Sampson's spot, who was, you know, at NHL camp. So I imagine Sampson would have that spot there, and maybe Boyko would work his way to one of the forward lines or a second unit. What's sort of the plan there?
Well, it's day by day, you know, and you're always trying things, especially in exhibition. And Boyko's played that position a lot, and you can tell. We haven't done a lot of work on our power play in preseason, just, you know, with time and everything. And so you're looking for chemistry. You're looking for what the guys can do when they're out on the ice. And, you know, that power play was swinging it around pretty good. And, you know, I look back at where our power play finished in preseason. Well, it finished first. But then I look back last year, and our power play finished first in preseason also. And, you know, that's just the difference. So there is some chemistry there, but the, you know, the regular season's always different, and there's better players, or the pre-scouting harder. It can't be predictable. I thought our power play, you know, we tried a lot of different things last year, and a lot of different reasons, trying to, you know, get some guys some reps in it, and used a lot of different people. And at the end of the year, we found some really good chemistry. And Ethan Sampson's there, you know, he's our top D. We're going to give him a lot of ice time because we want him out there. But we also need somebody else to. We should have two really good power plays, maybe three.
You're listening to a CAT Scans brought to you by Integris. Local speaks louder than words. Mark Lamb is the head coach and general manager of the PG Cougars. Last season when we started, you know, for the 21-22 campaign, when we were doing the September interview, we were talking about the strength of the team began in goal. And, of course, at that particular time, you had two established goaltenders in Gauthier and Brennan. Well, here we are, and the strength of the team is in goal this year, but you've got Brennan again, you've got Young again, and then you have a young 16-year-old that stops 61 of 62 shots in back-to-back preseason games against Kamloops, Madden Malacca. You're strong there again, and that's, of course, for your team. That's all positive and everything like that, but where's all the playing time going to get to? These guys need to play.
Yeah, no, it's really, really good. It's a really good spot to be in, that's for sure. There's a lot of three-goalie situation on a team is never any good, and we went through that last year for a while, and the Gauthier trade took quite a while. And, so we had Young in here. We were lucky enough to, you need a play to develop. And, the best thing that ever happened to Young is he went to Junior A in Calgary and he got lots of reps. And we were able to play our other two guys and get some momentum on the Gauthier trade to get him to a good spot where he could have some success. The respect fact that I had for Taylor and what he's done for the Prince George Cougar organization and just hung in there and played hard. I wanted to get him to a good spot. So, and the market there wasn't really a big market for a 20-year-old goalie last year. That's another thing. So the pieces had to fall into place. We always wanted to, it just totally made sense that, Brennan and Young would be the goaltenders, and it was Gauthier's last year, and we weren't in a cycle to really add around where we were so young to spend a bunch of assets and really, better our team. It was better to develop our young guys and get in a cycle with these two goalies and the young group that we had and keep moving forward, and that's exactly what we did.
And then I know it was preseason, and I know Kamloops was missing a lot of gunners, but Malacca comes in and shuts the door in two preseason games. Does that make you think? And I know you can't just base everything on two preseason games, but obviously you signed him in the off season. He came in as a 15-year-old last year to sort of watch things. With his availability and possibility, does that open the door for you to trade Young or Brennan and bring Malacca in as the backup?
Well, that's always a possibility, whether it happens or not. I don't know. Our plan, is to, we're going to have those two NHL drafted goalies back at some point here, and Malacca would go back and get. And that's the biggest thing about young kids playing is development, and if you miss some sort of development along the way, it puts you back, and we do not want to do that. And it's just really no different than what we did with Young. Is Malacca will go back and he'll play a lot of minutes. We always know that he can step in. He'd give us a ton of confidence how he played on the weekend, and that it just grows within the room. Like, I don't have to go and ask everybody, but I know that room is very confident in him now. And It sure makes our organization a lot deeper. With this goaltending situation, we've been kind of sitting in the same boat for a few years now, and we're very lucky that way. The scouts have done a great job. Taylor Dacres has done a great job. And once again, it's the strength of our organization. And you talk to all the hockey people, you know, including myself, is the most important position is the goaltending. And, you know, we have an abundance of them. And when you look at our goaltending, too, you know, with the pandemic and, you know, time playing and stuff, there's still not a lot of games played within these two, between Brennan and Young. They're still, you know, they're still relatively young in terms of how many games they've played in this league.
I guess it'd be fair to say on the depth chart, if we were looking, it would be Brennan 1 and Young 2. But now that Young got drafted in the fifth round by Vancouver after Brennan went in the fourth round to New Jersey, would Young be thinking, you know, maybe there'd be an opportunity to play more elsewhere? Has that come up in your discussion with the goaltenders, or has that not been talked about at all?
No, we haven't. We haven't talked about that. They, you know, they know the situation. They're two really good goalies, and there's lots of stuff that happens during the season, and that you know, both guys can get a lot of playing time, and there's certain injuries that happen. You got to be very careful of you know, doing something, moving somebody, and then all of a sudden something happens, and that's the strength of your team, and then now you're just down to one person. So that stuff all works itself out, and you know, you just got to be patient. And you know, there's certain struggles that all these kids go through at different times, and goaltending is no different. Like, we went through that last year where both of them at one point were having a hard time, and they worked themselves through it. And how it all worked out, you know, Young, you know, Brennan gets hurt and Young takes the ball, and he basically gets us into the playoffs, and he starts the playoff game, you know, had a little bit of a struggle, which is no big deal. And Brennan comes in and he was lights out. You know, you really love that competition within the team, and it's no different in goal. You love each other pushing each other. It makes you better. And that just bodes well, like, just with the forwards and the D. The competition is really good. That internal competition always makes you better.
Would a number one or high concern of yours be secondary scoring?
Yeah, and that's what I'm – that's where and you don't know until you get into – you know, you get into some of these games, you get 10, 15 games into it and really see where you're at. And the thing where we're at in our organization now is we still need to be patient, you know, because we still got a lot of young players that are going to be playing some different roles, but we can be aggressive now. And aggressive is not how we're going to play. It's an aggressive in maybe we add, right? And bring some different players in if we see holes and stuff isn't happening. We've been really patient the last few years. We got a ton of draft picks. Our hockey side is very healthy. You know, as healthy as I've ever seen it with the amount of draft picks we have. And so to add players and good players shouldn't be a problem if we need to go out and get them.
And with so many returning players, and even though there are a lot of young players still on the team, I would think, and I'm looking sort of from the outside, I'm looking from how the fans would look at it, that, you know, just getting into the playoffs the last weekend of the season and having a race to whether you get in or not, that should not really be the case for the Cougars this season. I you know, and I'm trying to look as realistic as possible. I think if everything goes well, I don't see why you can't finish second in the BC division. Kamloops, they're hosting Memorial Cup. They're going to have a strong, strong team. They're overwhelming favorites. I think the door is wide open in that division after that. I mean, I know Kelowna and Vancouver, Victoria are there. But do you look at it differently this year that, you know, you've got to move up in the standings as opposed to, you know, with 3 weeks left, wondering whether you're going to get in or not?
Yeah, we got to get better. I never put any of those type of thoughts into it. Well, we got to finish here, finish there, because I don't know what other teams are going to do. I know one thing, that the Kamloops is they're the Memorial Cup team, and they're going to go at it hard, which they should. How hard we go at it, you know, is yet to be seen. We've got to let this team, you know, kind of ripen a little bit and see where our needs are. You know, Kelowna's got a lot of good pieces, you know, a lot of good pieces. What are they going to do? You know, teams can get better pretty quick, you know, and then you're kind of behind. But now we're in that game now. That's the game that we're going to be in. We can go out because we got a lot of draft picks and we got players now that are of age that you can, you know, the league rules puts you in a kind of a bind with you know, some of the young guys that you can't trade. So, and you know, a lot of people don't understand that, and you know, we didn't have a lot of people we could trade last year, or to better our team. And you could have went out and spent all your draft picks, but it really wasn't the time, in my mind and the organization's mind, to do that last year. Is, you know, as soon as you go out and get a higher-end player, you're knocking someone's development down the line or even out of the lineup. And we needed to really get these players playing because some of them hadn't even played the year before. So development is still a very important part of where we're going, but, you know, we can be aggressive in this development stage.
Each year, a team has players that make dramatic jumps, big improvements, put up better numbers, all of that. Who are the candidates that are with the Cougars now? And I don't know if it's O'Brien or it's Dumanski. I mean, you've got a lot of these guys that, you know, maybe weren't your frontline guys last season that may be ready, you know, to make that next adjustment or move. Are there some guys that you are looking to really take it to another level this season?
Yeah, I am. Like, I'm, you know, I talked about McAdam, Singer, and Brown. You know, and they're still young guys. You know, McAdam's a year older than Singer and Brown, and then you look at Dumanski, like he looked unbelievable in training camp, and you know, Dehaniuk looked really good in training camp. And a guy that's just been a great soldier around here since he's been here, and he's had some injury problems, is Eastman. You know, he's a 19-year-old now. He's a leader in that dressing room. And, you know, O'Brien's kind of the Swiss Army knife that can play everywhere. And then, you know, Becker looks good, the European, the Czechia kid. And it's going to be interesting to see how good he can get and how big of an impact he can make in this league. And, you know, he's just learning, you know, English is, you know, it's not a problem. He understands things, but you still kind of miss things. So it's going to take him a while to get real comfortable, but he's been a nice surprise also.
So Height and Zimmer, Hockey News came out with their preliminary rankings. This was for skaters, North American and European. Did not include goaltenders. Height was 21. Zimmer was 30. Based on that, late first round, second round, it's hard to say. But basically, you have two guys, and they should be. I mean, you picked, you know, Height second overall, Zimmer fourth overall. They should be, you know, and they are your top guys. What is the limit for them this season? How, you know, and I know that, you know, this is their draft year and all of those kinds of things, but these are your top two skaters and with immense talent. And Height had the experience of winning gold with under 18 Canada. What now are you looking for your top two guys?
Well, I'm looking for progression and from last year. Yeah, they're rated in the first round. They're going to get a lot of attention. They're going to get a lot of attention from scouts and as are other guys on our team. And, you know, people are going to come in to watch those guys. And when they come and watch those guys, we got a bunch of other guys that they're going to be watching also. But, you know, it's going to be a pressure-packed season for these two kids. And they've always played under pressure. They've always been probably more Height, you know, going for the special status and stuff. His status was, you know, a lot higher coming into this league. And, you know, with him and Jaeger and Bedard, you know, it's a pretty that age group is incredible. As you've seen at Hlinka, they could have made another team and been very competitive and real good. So these guys have a lot of eyes on them. That's yet to be seen how they take that pressure. I think they're going to take it. They're both great kids. They're very competitive. They worked hard in the summer, and that's another thing that I can say is all the veterans, and you know, I always talk about summering well and doing the right things in the summer, and you got to get in the gym, you got to work, you can't take summers off anymore, and it was all the veterans come back in excellent shape.
On a completely different topic, the Big Z's, the Dano Chara, finally at the age of 45. Former Prince George Cougar, seems that he's played forever, has officially announced his retirement. You played in the NHL. Can you imagine? I mean, this guy was 20-some-odd years. 44, he was still playing. 45. I mean, it's just remarkable. What can anybody say about what a terrific, unbelievable, incredible career for this former Cougar?
Well, what I've heard about Chara is, and all the best players have this high end work ethic. They train like nobody else. They train in the closet when nobody's looking. They're so dedicated to their game. They're dedicated to their diet. And you know, some of the stories that I've heard about Chara are that's exactly what they are. And you talk about different stars in the league. These guys are all the same. Their work ethic is off the charts. And you know, he was just a big guy. He didn't dominate in junior or anything like that. This guy worked himself into being one of the top defensemen ever to play in the game. And you know, it's a great example, and there's many examples of those guys, but the common denominator with all those guys, all the stars, they have a higher work ethic than everybody else.
Well, you were known for your work ethic. How old were you when you retired, Mark?
Oh, man, I think it was like 33 or 34.
So add 11 or 12 years onto that and still playing at that level.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and the wear and tear too, right? But, you know, this guy, there's stories of this guy playing, you know, 25, 30 minutes a night and then hitting the gym right after when everyone's leaving and just blowing it out in the gym. And you hear stories about Jaromir Jagr like that. He'd be sleeping at the rink and there was no time. Like he didn't, okay, I'm waking up at 7 to work out. He woke up, he worked out when he felt like it. But it was just all high intensity. It's just they were so dedicated to being the best player that they could be, and they had to have that workout and that work ethic.
Yeah. Okay, so in conclusion, any word you want to, you know, something we haven't talked about, is there something you want to say to the fans as they get ready for this season? A final word from yourself as you get set. I know you don't get into the prediction game. For the Prince George Cougars for 22-23.
Well, I think I think we're going to be a real exciting team. I think it's a team that can really take a step. The support, you know, the season ticket holders are come here. I know people are, you know, I run into people in the concourse, and you know, we need a win. And there's a lot of different ways to win. It's hard to win the ultimate goal. That's our goal. To win a championship, and there's certain steps that you got to take to get there, and it's not easy. And I think we're taking the right steps right now.
Appreciate it, and all the best of this season. We'll keep in touch, and we're going to be obviously speaking with you on the home broadcast at the end of the game, and also we'll have some more CAT scans throughout the season. Look forward to it. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Hartley.
Mark Lamb is the head coach and general manager of the Prince George Cougars. You've been listening to CAT Scan. Brought to you by Integris. Local speaks louder than words.